Okay. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here today. Let me get my agenda up here running on my phone. Okay. So this is the membership committee meeting for the HIV Community Planning Council. Today is August 8th, 2024, and I'm Ron Hernandez. I'm one of the co-chairs for this committee. And we'll start with Zachary for your introductions.
Hi, Zachary Davenport, Council member, Council co-chair. This is me.
Robert.
Robert Arnold, Council member.
Thomas.
Thomas Noble, they, them, government co-chair.
And staff, please.
Kara, council staff.
Pat, council staff.
And we don't have anyone else on board, right? No. Okay. All right. So let us then review the agenda for this meeting. Any changes to the agenda for this meeting today?
There was one change, and it was just an addition. So under item number six, the third item down, we will be reviewing a prospective member application. So that was the only change for this. But other than that, we have our regular stuff like reviewing and approving this agenda, as well as last month's minutes. We do have a couple of membership renewals applications to review, as well as to notice of attendances to be sent, a request for leave of absence, and then we did have two resignations. And we did get one exit interview back. So we'll also be reviewing that. And then just our regular stuff, which will take us then to the end of the meeting.
Alrighty. So I guess we're approving the agenda so far, as is. All right, so let's move on to approving the draft minutes from last month's meeting, which I was not part of.
We reviewed some renewal applications last month as well.
Okay, does anyone see any changes there, modifications? If none, by consensus, we approve the minutes.
Do we have
And
quorum, Ron?
I believe since you came in, yes, now we do, Thomas. Thank you.
Okay, great. Sorry, I wasn't quite sure.
Okay, thank you. Is that right, Kira?
Yes, once Thomas joined, we achieved quorum. Right on,
Oh.
thank you.
Wonder
All
if I
right,
should
we'll go on.
jump out since I'm on the bad list.
Oh yeah, we're coming to that very soon, Thomas. All right, so let's go on with the attendance reports and so forth. Reviewing renewals, Kira.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and share my screen because we do have a couple of renewals to get through. And I can't see folks, so please let me know if you can't see my screen. But I'll go ahead and get started. I'll start with Thomas. So we did, can everyone see this? I don't hear a no, so I'm going to assume yes. All
Yes.
right. So I'll go through this a little bit. So the primary reason that Thomas is seeking renewal is because they truly enjoy being part of the San Francisco community planning process. It's also key to their role as CHEP's ETE manager in presentation planning efforts, and also having a better understanding of community needs. They did their service on the council did turn out to be what they expected. HCPC is a powerful body, and it's a critical part of San Francisco prevention and care landscape. It is a great combination of people from very different perspectives. They tried to attend co-chair steering membership community engagement and council affairs, so all of our committees, and have learned a lot about people's needs, CBO strength and soft spots, and how they can support. Thomas wrote, I believe I have helped all the communities I attend by supporting conversation, critical thinking, and help getting business completed. In terms of what Thomas contributed to these committees and the council, Thomas wrote, I have been helpful with communication slash transparency between DPH and community and members. I hope I have helped develop meaningful relationships that help lead to better prevention and care efforts. And they would be interested in serving in a leadership role as they are currently in a leadership role. So thank you, Thomas. And then I'll just go through these. And then at the end, if folks have something they want to say about any of these, we can discuss that then. But I think it's better to just review them as a slate since there are a couple. All right. And this one is Juba Kalanka. So Juba wrote that the primary reason for seeking renewal on the council was because of the ability to provide a context slash conduit for local HIV policy and funding information to their fellow current slash former sex worker colleagues. Their service did turn out to be what they expected on the council. And they wrote, HIV planning council meetings are concise and thorough in their content and presentation. In terms of what committees and work groups they were a part of and what they learned slash benefited from that, Juba wrote, Community Engagement Committee was the committee that they were a part of. I have benefited from membership as I have engaged and learned from the manner in which the committee navigates its goals and have appreciated the ongoing support during the issues I've navigated during and after the closure of my former employer, St. James Infirmary, described below. What they think they contributed to the council and the committees. Not as much as I would have liked to in the past six months, as there have been much personal and professional adjustment for myself since the closure of St. James Infirmary. Still, I feel that my presence and perspective are important to many of the conversations navigated by the Planning Council, as well as my understandings of the conversations as they relate to street level communities I encounter in my ongoing work. They would not be interested in serving in a leadership role as they do not feel they have the personal or professional capacity to serve in a leadership capacity for the council at this time. So that was Juba. And then I'll go to TJ's. So this is TJ. And the primary reason TJ is seeking renewal on the council is that TJ wrote, I believe the work of the SFHCPC is as vital now as it has always been, but in different ways. I also think because I am a person living with HIV for 24 years and having worked in several HRSA slash Ryan White funded agencies, I can bring multiple and varied perspectives about the services that are needed and the changing demographics of the epidemic here and across the US. Their service on the council did turn out to be what they expected. TJ wrote, since the first moment of being connected to the Planning Council, I have been knowledgeable about the direct impact the work has on people in the communities we serve. For what committees and work groups TJ served on and what they learned or how they benefited from them, TJ served on the Community Affairs Committee. And TJ wrote, I have consistently learned that it is important to have presenters debut their presentation with the Council Affairs Committee to help shape the information given to the Planning Council in a useful and digestible format. And what they think they contributed to the council and committees. I believe that I bring multiple different perspectives of someone that is HIV positive, a cancer survivor, and having worked at different providers that serve the community. TJ would be interested in serving in the leadership role on the council. I have a long history with the Planning Council and former Ryan White Council. And I know I have seen the value of different people in leadership roles in the overall work that the Planning Council does. So that was TJ's renewal application. Then we have Chris Kent, who we don't regularly see in committee meetings, but Chris Kent is actually the person, one of our government seats, that they join us virtually at the full council, and they give us the OA updates. And so Chris is seeking renewal on the council to serve as a representative from the California Department of Public Health's Office of AIDS to the council. and Chris's service on the council did turn out to be what they expected. He wrote, "I was able to serve as a representative for CDPH/OA and provide updates to the council." As I mentioned, Chris was not on any work groups or committees, but Chris did provide updates to every meeting when there was time on the agenda and was always available to answer questions. And of course, Chris would not be interested in serving in a leadership role. So that was Chris Kent. And we have two more, I believe. So this one is from Elaine. And Elaine's primary reason for seeking renewal on the council was to continue the fight to bring care to people living with HIV and AIDS. Elaine's service on the council did turn out to be what she expected. She wrote, "Yes, it's helping people get what they need to survive and knowing there are funds for them to meet those needs." Elaine served on this membership committee. It allowed her to unite people and contribute to a cause that remains so important. In terms of what she contributed to the council and committees, she enjoys stopping traffic with her fashion choices and also making sure HIV doesn't become a forgotten issue. She would be interested in serving in the leadership role on the council as she already is a membership co-chair. So that was Elaine. And our last renewal app to review is Richard Sullivan's. So Richard's primary reason for seeking renewal on the council was because he enjoys the important work the council performs. His service on the council did turn out to be what he expected. He wrote, "My service has developed and grown more than I could have ever imagined. In hindsight, I only had a rudimentary concept of what the council actually does. The learning experience has been so fulfilling." In terms of what committees and work groups Richard served on and what he learned or how he benefited from them, he was a council co-chair as well as a co-chair for the Community Engagement Committee. He also attends the steering committee and the PLWH work group and represents the council on the End the Epidemic Steering Committee. He feels he contributes his lived experience into these groups, and he would be interested in serving in a leadership role as he is currently a co-chair. And that was the last one. So I'll stop sharing.
Anyone have any comments on any of those renewals? Questions? So we are voting by slate. Are we doing hands up?
It can be through consensus unless
All right.
somebody doesn't want to approve.
All right. So I'm assuming that we are approving it through consensus unless otherwise someone says something now, right? All right, so then it's approved. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to notices. Well, actually, no, we have a prospective member, right?
Yeah, is that up next?
Interesting. Yeah, that's fun.
All right, perfect. So I'll go ahead and oh, give me one second. Kat just let me know that we had a motion for the membership renewal apps, correct? Last month? Okay, so somebody then in that case will need to make a motion and then we'll need someone to second it.
This was last month's.
Yeah, so last month when we renewed, when we reviewed renewal applications, there was a motion. So now this month we'll need a new motion to approve this month's renewal applications that we reviewed.
Okay, well,
Make a
I'll just need a
motion
new motion. So
to
Zachary
approve.
motions to approve.
Yes. I'll
Anyone
second.
second? All right, Ron
I'll second.
seconded. All right, and then I can go over, I'll share my screen for the prospective applicant. All right, can everyone see that? I'll zoom in a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Marco Montenegro, and he is, or they are the director of the mission, a director at the Mission Neighborhood Health Center. So this would be a provider that would be, that is applying to join the council. And so I'll go ahead and go over some of their application. So here you can see their gender, pronouns, as well as HIV status. It's a little out of order, I think, when I looked at it. So I'm gonna try to keep it in order. They would be contributing to our Latino Latinx demographic. They are at an agency where it provides mental health services, substance abuse services, HIV care slash treatment and prevention services, and services for sexually transmitted diseases. They also work or are affiliated with a healthcare provider that is federally qualified health center or a community health clinic. This is, I think I saw something else, though, before we get to that part. Oh, yeah, okay. As an HIV community stakeholder, they represent the following communities: immigrants, gay, bisexual, other MSM, people of color, the trans population, and youth. All right, and that was the end of that, I believe. Yeah, okay. So I'll go back to this. This is their experience and skills relevant to the council work. So, under why are you interested in joining the council? They wrote, as the director of HIV services for Mission Neighborhood Health Center Clínica Esperanza, one of the city's largest HIV service providers and the preferred clinic for the HIV positive Latinx immigrant community, it is vital that we share their HIV related issues so they inform and contribute to the delivery of an equitable continuum of HIV services and comprehensive integrated HIV plan. Using, providing, or evaluating services for persons living with or at risk for HIV, please describe. They wrote, currently, I am the director of HIV services for Clínica Esperanza, a 37-year-old HIV services department that was established in 1987 in response to a lack of culturally competent HIV services for the Latinx community during the AIDS epidemic. Participation in community planning or health planning process as the founding executive director of an immigrant serving workforce development nonprofit and a former staff member of two capacity building organizations, La Piana Consulting and National Community Development Institute. I am very familiar in structuring, leading, and participating in community planning processes. In terms of their life experience, having been raised in San Francisco, I have always been proud of our strive for tolerance and acceptance. Work travel has given me the opportunity to visit many different states across the country, and I have learned that there are many places and spaces that do not want the LGBTQ plus community to share in the rights that should be afforded to all of us. My role as HIV Services Director gives me an opportunity to fight for those rights and to assure access to high quality medical care. Under other skills and expertise, Marco wrote significant meeting facilitation, training and experience as a capacity building consultant for 8 years, and community organizer training and experience as a staff member with East Bay Housing Organizations and National Community Development Institute. All right. And then under any activities that they are currently engaged that is relate in, engaged in related to HIV slash AIDS service providers or organizations, they are the director of HIV services for Clínica Esperanza that was established in response to lack of culturally competent. I think this is maybe a repeat. Oh no, okay. Services for the Latinx community during the AIDS epidemic, Mission Neighborhood Health Center's Clínica Esperanza offers a continuum of HIV treatment services. The clinic's interdisciplinary model has earned the attention and respect of public health officials and health practitioners in the community and nationwide. They offer monolingual Spanish-speaking clients the opportunity to receive all their services in their native language. All right, and then this is the biography. I won't read that, but folks can take a second to look at that. They are the director of programs and HIV services for the Mission Neighborhood Health Center. And Marco, it looks like Marco was also a founding director of Excelsior Works. a workforce hub in San Francisco's Outer Mission, which provides employment service support services for youth, adult, and seniors. So he does have background in community organizing and nonprofit management consulting. Right, I'll move on. And then they did provide three references, which are these. And that's the end. So we have someone, we have Isela from the Department of Public Health, Oscar Macias from CHEP at DPH, and then Angela from Instituto Familiar de la Raza. So I'll stop sharing so folks can discuss now. Unless somebody has a question or wants me to go back to any part of this.
Anyone? I do have a question about his HIV status. I noticed it said not applicable. I'm assuming that would mean he's negative.
Yeah, let me find it really quick. Yeah.
Well, for maybe
Well,
the first
oh, that's
page.
consumer. Sorry. I think it was on the first page. Yeah.
There we go, yeah. Okay.
They're not a person living with HIV.
Okay. Anyone have any questions or comments?
I don't have a question. I mean, it's really, he has a really impressive like background and application. I'm very impressed. I did not engage this person, FYI, everyone. but whoever did, I really appreciate it if anyone did. Apologies if I missed those conversations, but it looks really good. And MNHC does provide a lot of really awesome services. So it's really great to see someone from that area applying. Mark's not here, right?
No, he's not here right
Because
now.
I know I've been in conversations with him and trying to figure out like what the makeup kind of like looks like in terms of like the integration of both the care and prevention side. But I can reach out to him about that to get a better understanding. Because I know it's important, obviously, and a mandate to include people living with HIV. But yeah, overall, I think it's a really awesome application and it's really exciting. So that's my comments. Are we gonna need to make a motion to move this like forward to full council?
Yes,
Okay.
but if anyone else has any comments or wants to discuss this potential applicant, now's the time.
I think if anything, just I guess when the interview happens, it's just checking in around capacity, and making sure that they understand what the attendance requirements are.
Okay, capacity in terms of
Being
the
able to make
attendance.
meetings, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Because I agree with Raina, it's like oh, it's a very impressive resume.
Yeah, so actually that reminds me. So that means that we wouldn't need to necessarily make a motion then, but folks would need to either approve or deny this application. And once that gets done, then that means if it does get approved, then next month we would meet in person to interview this potential new member.
Do you need us to say anything?
Yeah. Approved? No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. I'm like, what are the words that need to be uttered from us?
Hey, we go ahead with the interview next month.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Sounds
All right,
good.
then we'll add, then that means next month's meeting will be in person as we'll schedule to hopefully meet with this person in person and interview them.
Great. Thank you, Kira.
Thank you.
Moving on to notices of attendance. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. So we do have Thomas, who missed three. I think Kat can, if you can give some more insight, but I think it was three meetings, correct, within the
I
last 3 months?
believe so. Let me pull it up really quickly.
The hell did that happen?
So just to remind folks, we do a lot. You are allotted one excused absence to use within a 3 month period. And so anything you can excuse yourself during those 3 months from any more than one meeting. But when we are doing our attendance, when we're reviewing that, we do mark those extra excused absences as just absences. So that's probably what happened.
Oh no, I'm terrible about putting in the excuse things. So,
Oh no, yes.
communication. So,
Okay, so for Thomas, it was last month's community engagement, the prior month's full council, and then the other prior month's full council.
do we send them a card or something?
So yeah, so then what the next steps would be is we would just send whoever, because I think it's Thomas and one other person, correct,
Laura
Ruby?
Thomas.
Laura. The Thomases.
And Laura, we would just send an email reiterating our attendance policy and letting them know that they will need to attend the upcoming meetings in order to stay within a good standing and avoid going on probation, which sounds scary, but it isn't really that scary.
How do I just have to attend one meeting to get back in good standing?
I don't know, cats. Sorry, cat.
That's a good question. I do believe you have to attend this month's your home committee and full council. I can double check really quickly.
Great. You know what it is? I always forget which one's my home committee. So I just show up to all of them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
Now
I
that I
want
know
to
it's
know how that
community
works.
engagement,
I
yeah.
want to know how that works. Are we able to, like, if we accidentally show up to what we thought was our home, can we shuffle that over?
No,
Because
obviously not.
Thomas is on,
Hopefully
like,
it is
all of
worth it.
them.
But we do appreciate that folks are showing up to other committees.
We'll have to make that rule change. I'm kidding.
But
Sure.
yeah, but unless anyone has doesn't want that to happen, I would say that folks can then approve this to consensus.
I
All
guess I don't want that to happen. So
right.
how does that work? Oh, all right, I'll
We
do
can just
better.
put you as now.
Yeah.
Thomas is abstains. All right, so let's move on to requests for leave of absences.
Yeah, so we do have one request for a leave of absence, and that is a retroactive request from Juba. And so Juba is asking for a 2 month leave of absence. And so that would be for last month, July, and this month. And so we'd hopefully see them at next month's meetings.
Okay. That has to be approved, right?
Yes, that does.
Well, I move to approve his request.
Second.
All right. And then I think following that is just Gwen, correct? Yeah, it's
Yeah.
just a note about Gwen. So Gwen will be joining us, I believe, late this month, next month. So yeah, Gwen is the only person currently on a leave of absence.
All right, let's move on to resignations. Fortunately, we have two of them.
Yeah, so we have yeah, unfortunately we have two resignations, and so the first one came from Guilherme, and so Guilherme resigned, but we unfortunately didn't receive an exit interview from Guilherme. We also had Pedro recently resign, and we did receive an exit interview that we can review from Pedro. So I'll go ahead and pull that up. And Pedro was a member of this committee, actually. All right, can folks see that?
Yes.
All right. So, the primary reason that Pedro decided to leave the planning council was due to increased responsibilities at work that limited Pedro's availability for the council. In terms of the council's ability to serve the people of San Francisco, EMA, living with and at risk for HIV, Pedro rated that as a 10, which is highly effective slash exceptional. What he most liked about the council was the organization of the meetings, the attention to the council members, the learning opportunities, and the networking. Pedro also wrote that I also appreciated being in a space where people care so much about HIV services as I do. In terms of what he least liked about the council, Pedro wrote, not about the council, but about myself in the council, not having the bandwidth to participate or engage more in council activities. There's a lot to learn about HIV-related systems, services, needs, context, and history in San Francisco. He wouldn't change anything to, he wouldn't do anything to change or improve to make the council better. His overall experience as a council member was a 10, which is good slash enjoyable. If Pedro's service on the council turned out to be what he expected, he wrote, yes, I had no established expectations, so my experience in the council was good. Did you receive enough training to effectively do your work? Pedro chose yes. Did you receive the support you needed to do your work? Pedro also chose yes. There's a lot of support available from the council staff and the other members. During your service, did you receive encouragement and feel connected to the group? Pedro wrote yes. Do you have any tips or suggestions to help us find your replacement? And so Pedro is encouraging the staff of the AHP to apply to become council members. So hopefully we do receive someone. In the
Do we
future,
reach
would you
out to
con-
them?
What was that?
Would we reach out to them, those individuals?
We could reach out to Pedro actually and see if Pedro maybe has somebody specific in mind. But yes, we can definitely do that. For number 12, in the future, would you consider working with the council again? Pedro wrote, yes. If my work responsibilities become more manageable, I would like to apply to the council again. And would you recommend working with the council to your friends, family, or other contacts? Pedro wrote, yes. Oh, and he did provide us with a couple of people. So, yes, I am already recommending this to my contacts. Two strong prospects are Pollux Lopez, who is a sex health counselor at AHP, as well as Nikos Pecoraro, who is a case manager at AHP. So I'm sure Mark will probably be reaching out to them. And Pedro wrote at the very end, thank you for all the support. So it does sound like we may have some prospective members that we could reach out to.
Oh, you'll be missed. Any
And this
discussion
doesn't
on
need to get voted on. Yeah,
that? Okay. Well, thank you for the information. Okay, then we'll move on to, I guess, the next agenda item, which is demographic reports.
all right, and I can also share my screen. All right, I'll go over the EPI report first. And so since we did lose a member, that brings us to 28. And so that affected our Latino, Hispanic demographic section. And so I'll go ahead and share the Aries one because those are highlighted. There we go. All right. So that did affect, like I said, our Latino slash Hispanic section. In terms of male, we are actually, oh, that also did affect it as we are surprisingly under for male. We're at 71.4 and we should be at 80.8. And our total membership does come down to 28.
Sorry, Kurt, we're male should be 80% of the council should be male. Is that what you
Yeah.
said?
Just in reflection with our EMA totals.
So funny, I just always kind of assumed it was more.
I know, so did I.
Because I like always look around, I'm like, not a lot of. And then how do non-binary folks kind of fall into that space?
So we do have a section that is unknown, and that's 0.3%. That's our EMA total that we need to be falling within, and we do have 4%. So we're fine there. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I know you don't make the rules. I'm just like.
I know, but these are just the sections that we're given.
I actually have a question. How many is it possible to encourage like someone like for instance, I work at SF Community Health Center. Would I be able to encourage another person from the same organization, or is that too much? Our my program manager of our Black Health Center of Excellence was encouraged by HRSA. But I told them I would look into it, and I think he's also an amazing person too, so
So it's yeah, you can totally encourage somebody, a colleague. That's usually how we actually receive new members, is through word of mouth. The only issue that I could see us running into, as we already do have a lot of providers, but we're really looking for our consumers of services. But I think that can be talked about once, if they decide to submit an application, then we that would be something that folks here could then talk about whether they would want to. I know Mark mentioned that in prior years, when we've had too many providers versus not enough consumers of services, what they've done is that they've halted new applications. But we haven't gotten there yet, so that would definitely be something that we could talk about.
okay. I think I can also encourage some consumers. Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thomas.
And at one point, Robert, we did hit up like we had too many folks from the same agency. So somebody actually had to step off in
Wow.
that space too. So it is this odd little ecosystem of finding just the right balance with many different levels, right? So yeah.
Okay,
So
great.
I don't
Yeah.
think that's an issue for you all, but just in that thought process of like, all right, who's we did kind of in the I don't know if we have any cons online consumers that are African American. That's something that was brought to our attention. Is that right?
Yeah, that
I
is
think
right.
Miss Billy was always kind of our represented in that space, and yeah.
Okay, I think I have a few in mind. I'll work with my team to see if anyone is interested.
All
Think,
right.
yeah.
Thanks,
Excellent.
Robert and Thomas.
Any
Okay,
more
awesome.
discussion?
Yeah, do we take into account in any way like other categories that are listed out in the mandate in particular, like systems impacted folks, like folks who are formerly or currently incarcerated? And I can give you more details on what the currently incarcerated looks like in terms of like participation. Yeah, do we take that into account at all, or have we ever, besides just this, because it seems very like HIV provider or consumer specific with like these identities that don't take into account kind of these other areas.
We don't. So these are the main areas that we look at when we're looking at demographics of the Planning Council. And so these are just areas that are given to us through this one specifically is ARES and EPI. And so it really is dependent on whether that is something that they ask when folks are filling out this kind of assessment. But we don't specifically look at those. So we kind of are trying to look at just their demographics, so specifically race, gender, and age.
Yeah, but in terms of like the mandate specifically also encourages providers and consumers of other services. I know what it is that we do, but I'm asking more of like, is it possible to have like a category that, or is in some way integrate that as well, like other services, other service providers.
other service providers in terms of like what you mentioned?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I think like Mark might have a better understanding
Yeah, I
of Jay
yeah,
just
I
because he's like an Atlas, but.
yeah, I think Mark would have a better probably a better answer for that. But I know that we don't really want to get too specific because then I think we can really, once we get really specific, it might become an issue where we would need a lot of different reports for a lot of different specific categories.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thomas, did you have your hand up again?
Oh, Raina was just making me think just about lived experience, and was trying to operationalize and kind of think that through, Raina. I was like,
Yeah, that's a longer, like a lot. That's a whole
yeah. I'm
thing,
like, I
but
really don't want that in someone's medical chart, right?
no,
So,
but
and
it
that's
did.
usually.
But we do ask people that people are asked about incarceration because there's a whole, HRSA since.
Who's asked specifically?
Folks who utilize Ryan White services, I believe, because there's a whole like section, like there's a whole service category that specializes or that focuses on providing specific services to people who are formerly incarcerated.
Got it.
Whether that's like, the very recent like housing support or case management of folks who are currently incarcerated or going to be released soon, because I don't know what our case management services look like for folks in the jails. But I know that some places do have like active caseworkers who go in for folks who are go going to be released soon. But yeah, I can follow up later. I did not come in ready with anything operationalized or laid out, and it is very complicated. But as someone who works with these folks, as well as that's like my area of interest, I just wanted to bring it up. So thank you for indulging me. I don't have the answer either right now.
Thanks, Serena. Okay. Was there anything else to add there, Kira?
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the end of the meeting, right? Yeah. So, was there anything else you wanted to m maybe mention, strategies or ideas? It's not on the agenda, but if you have one, just put it out.
Yeah, I don't know who is in the meeting. I think I see some folks, but I did bring up a like a spreadsheet that I had made so that we could do outreach for folks. I'm just gonna send y'all. I actually figured out how people can like add and not like delete the whole damn thing. But it's a pretty dope spreadsheet. I can see if I can just share it real quick for folks who were not in yesterday's meeting.
You can send it to me, Raina, and then or s send it to me and Mark,
Yeah.
because I
Okay.
think he said he wanted to take a stab at it a little bit before we
Yeah.
send it out to everyone else.
Yeah, perfect. And so it's just this. It's loading. Sorry, I have 500 windows open always. It's for engagement and membership. It'd probably be broken up into two, but it'd just be like looking at the different places that are funded, as well as places that aren't funded but relevant to the work that we do and the people that we want to engage. So yeah, it's pretty simple right now. But I was just trying to figure out a way to make it so that the only people like maybe only like support staff and chairs could like delete stuff, and then other folks can add to it. So this is what it looks like. Please do not look at see who's actually funded or not. This is just what I got from HHS, their website. But yeah, I will be just sending this out by end of today over to Mark and Kira and Kat, I believe, and then we can just kind of go from there, just so that we have like a master document and that we can just kind of go from and not have to be trying to figure it all out. So yeah, if anyone has any questions, let me know. But it got quite a bit of support yesterday, so.
Wonderful, Raina. Thank you for that. Zachary, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, that looked really great, Raina. Thanks for creating that. And the other thing I wanted to mention was just this idea of maybe bringing it up quarterly or biannually, like what the actual attendance requirements are for council members, like at full council, because unless you like attend this meeting, like I didn't even know that, like I've been on this for a while and I didn't even know what the excused policy was. Like I didn't know it included committee meetings. And if you're on like four committees, like a steering and co-chair and full council, then like the cards are stacked against you. Like that, if you're out 1 week, you know. So I just think it would be best practice, having just met with HRSA, to just as part of our just like ongoing education for new council members, like to just review like the attendance policies and like processes for getting excused and for taking a leave of absence. Because like like I said, I wasn't even super aware of that. And I see Thomas all the time, so I'm like, how did he get a notice of attendance? Like, but okay.
Pat did say, since I attended the community engagement yesterday, that I'm looking good. But yeah.
I think that's something that council staff can reiterate every so often.
Yeah, I think that's actually something really important to go over. And I think quarterly might be better since it's every 3 months. So yeah. Folks aren't forgetting. But yeah, that's something we could definitely go over. And I think it would be wise to go over it per committee. And that way, if folks also sometimes have questions about what is their home committee, we can answer it then. So I can go ahead and put that on next month's agenda.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So any more quick comments before we end the meeting? Okay. So we are planning to meet on the 12th of September. And it will be in person unless otherwise informed, right? Kira, you'll let us know.
That's correct. It will be in person unless we say otherwise.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. So meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys. See you guys soon.
Oh, I see. Did Raina? Oh.
Oh, no. That was, this is an agreement. Sorry. We can explain. Yes, yes.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Bye.